leadership has been defined in many ways by scholars. There are many scholars that have come up with a definition that fits their purpose. In this podcast, I will define leadership as the process of leading people towards God's agenda. Did you ever know that there is an agenda for God in any leadership? That is what we call the purpose of leadership. Leadership has always been there from the beginning. That there's always a person that God has put in place to show the direction in which all the people should go. That has been illustrated in the scriptures for those who read the Bible. For us to know the purpose of everything, we have to get into the mind of the Maker. The mind of the Maker in this purpose will be the mind of God. I want to let you know that as we explore this topic, you should be geared into reading the Bible as well. I will quickly mention some of the purposes of leadership. One is to fear God. Second is to love God. These two are very crucial in that if the leader has been selected to be in a position, he himself should love God more. That is, he will appreciate God for putting him in that position. All the people who are following him should love God for the leadership of that person. It should be a reflection of the leadership that God gives us. When God leads us, whether in difficulties or in good times, we continually love him because he has a better reason for us. He shows us where we should go. He always has a good purpose for everybody that he is leading. A leader should always lead people towards God. To love God by all the people is determined by the leader who is leading. A leader can decide to take people back to their knees and pray to God for safety because he has turned out to be somebody else, not the one that they were expecting. That's true. Again, we are not disputing that there were leaders, the bad leaders that were raised by God to discipline people, but not all the time. We cannot make that as a standard. God has always been doing better things for human beings. He is desiring all the time that people should experience good things. Should the bad things happen, we cannot go back and blame him. We only depend on him again. The goal is to love him. And we will love God through the leadership of somebody who also loves God. And so, a leader who will lead people to love God should first of all love God and follow the purpose of God. Then people will follow the purpose which he is following. Number two. Leadership should make people to fear God. In this case, we are not talking about trembling. We are not talking about anxiety. We are not talking about that fear that makes you to shake. We are talking about the fear that makes you to do the right things. Did you know that not all the leaders who take care of one another to a point of correcting them and telling them to do the right thing all the time, right thing that is good for the people of God, that is also good for Him, that will always make the followers to fear of doing the wrong things. When we are to fear God, it is not a fear of running away, but it's a fear that when we do the bad things, we are going to get the repercussion of that which we have done. That should be the spirit of leadership, that we always correct people and tell them to do the right things all the time. It is not a position. It is a process of leading people towards God's desire, its agenda. This and many other purposes for this thing called leadership are so many and meaningful in our lives. I want to call you to reflect on your leadership. If you are a leader, is your leadership making people to fear God? That is, to do the right things all the time. Is your leadership making your followers to love God more and praise and say that we are grateful to you, God, for giving us such a person? Or are they always crying, the Lord, we need this person to be removed as fast as possible because we are really suffering under His hand? Stay tuned for more podcasts.